Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We are located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're so glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is truly a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, The Power of Patience, Trust the Process.
See, I'll give Brother Jimmy Henry back in service today. God is able. God is able. Amen. I told Jimmy twice we have planned his funeral, and God says not yet. And look at him back in service, giving God praise. Don't tell me what God can't do. Okay. Amen. Amen. There is a word from the Lord this morning in this year of spiritual empowerment. One of the things we shared with you during that first message, first Sunday in January, was from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, in which it talked about the fruit of the Spirit. And in that passage, Paul writes, and these fruit are produced by the Spirit, love, joy, peace. And on today, we share with you the fourth fruit of the Spirit, which is patience. Look at somebody and say, I'm so glad you're here this morning. For the next five messages, God told me to take my time to preach this series. I'm going to share with you five messages from this series, The Power of Patience. The Power of Patience. Today, we introduce to you the first message in this series from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 to verse 4, the New King James Version. And I want to remind you that on Tuesday, we will talk more about patience. I am for the next 3 weeks. Meet me Tuesday next door, and we're going to talk more about patience. I'm going to talk a whole lot about patience over the next 5 weeks. Amen. I think God is trying to tell us something. Amen. So on Sunday morning, 1 hour on Tuesday, 1 hour on Tuesday from 7 to 8, come and be with us as we share on the power of patience. James chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4. New King James Version. James writes, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, and knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. And here's where the subject is found. But let patience, I'm going to deal with that somewhere in the message. Let it. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And the church said, amen. Amen. The series is called The Power of Patience, message number one. Simply three words I want you to remember all week long. Look at someone and say, trust the process. Wave at somebody as you take your seat and say, trust the process. Now clap those hands as you take your seat. The power of patience. Trust the process. We are living during a time in a world that seems to be obsessed with instant gratification. We are living during a time in a society. People want it, and they want it right now. Nobody wants to wait. In fact, it seems as if, in my humble opinion, that patience is a forgotten virtue. Used to be a virtue to have patience. Now you get on people's nerve when you say, can we hold on a little while longer? Can I think about it? Amen. How rare do we hear the words, I don't mind waiting? You don't hear it in the grocery store. You don't hear it on the highways. We don't hear it on our jobs. Rarely do we hear the words, I don't mind waiting. Take your time. Why? Because we have become obsessed with not waiting, not having to wait for anything. The great late Mahatma Gandhi is quoted as saying, to lose patience is to lose the battle. I'm preaching hard already. Look at somebody and say, don't lose the battle. To lose patience is to lose the battle. Some of you are wondering how you ended up where you are. The first and the last stop you need to make is in the mirror and look at yourself and ask yourself, what have you contributed to your lack of success? And if we are true with ourselves, we'll find that a lot of it is because we have been impatient. We rush things. In fact, God gave me this, and he gave it to me, and I wrote it down and wrote it again, and it made me stand up and say, Lord, are you talking to me? And the Lord said, I'm talking to everybody who listens. Listen to this. It seems as if more people are in a hurry to do nothing and in a rush to go nowhere. Y'all leave that up there. That's right. Somebody take a picture of that. I want you to think about that. They're in a big hurry to do nothing, Pastor Lawson. They're just rushing and hurrying up to do what? Nothing. And in a rush to go nowhere. Because if you are true to yourself, you're in the same rut you've been in for the last 2 or 3 years with your busy self, okay? And no progress. And nothing, Elder Randolph Franklin, for them to show for it. Sometimes we have to slow it down. Sometimes we have to be still and know that he is God. Am I right about it? Listen, we are living in a culture that does not like to do that. We're living in a culture in which patience is often viewed as being weak or being soft. You are being someone who's not strong enough. You don't take charge of the situation. Taking charge of a situation doesn't mean that you rush into a situation ill-advised and ill-prepared, okay? That creates havoc and disaster. When in fact, here's what God said to me. He said, in fact, it takes more strength to wait patiently for something good than to rush into something bad. If you want to know who the strong people are, watch those who patiently wait on God, patiently wait on something good, rather than to rush into something bad. A whole lot of you would have a whole lot more money and a lot more peace if you hadn't rushed the situation. A whole lot of you wish you would have waited before you said, I do. Uh-oh. But you couldn't wait. You couldn't wait. Amen. But look, and it costs you almost everything. I do mean I'm done, okay? As opposed to just waiting on the move of God, waiting on God's process to work its way out. The old church used to sing a song, "He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time." He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. It is important that we, particularly those of us who are people of faith, understand that patience is a part of God's process. It is one of the keys to our spiritual development. If you want to be empowered spiritually, if you want to grow spiritually, you're going to have to learn how to embrace patience and allow patience to do its work. Listen, in today's message, God has given us an assignment to explore how patiently trusting God's process, listen to this, provides us with inner strength that enables us to withstand many of life's challenges and obstacles. Patiently trusting God. God, I wait on you. God, I wait. Next week's message deals with God's own time frame. God says that I will do a work in my day. But patience is trusting God, that God knows what we need, that God is in charge of our situation. And there is a process that God uses to bless us. Now, he doesn't have to share with us the details of his process. He owes us no explanations. God doesn't have to explain to us what he's up to. We just have to trust that God will do just what he said. Any witnesses in here? I just want to make sure I'm in the right church. Anybody in here know that Pastor Jackson? I'm a living witness that if you wait on the Lord and be of good courage, God will strengthen you. God will build you up. Listen, I thought about this in between the 8 and the 11 o'clock services, Pastor Mac, and God added this. God shared with me two biblical examples of those who trust the process of God. And I'm speaking now directly to a lot of our younger people who are in the process of waiting. You're waiting on God to make a move. Don't rush it. Don't rush it. You can't hurry God. The old folks say, no, you just got to what? Look at the first example that comes to mind is Joseph. Somebody help me say Joseph. Joseph has an incredible story about Joseph at age 17 in Genesis chapter 37. Joseph, the younger son of Jacob, God gives him a vision, a dream. And God shares with Joseph a dream that says, one day your brothers will bow down to you, that God will exalt you above your brothers. Now, I need you to take note, he was 17 years old that he shared the dream with his brothers. His brothers, as you perhaps know the story, could not stand the fact that Joseph thought that they would bow down to him. And so they threw him in a pit, sold him into slavery, and he ended up in bondage in a place called Egypt. Ended up at Potiphar's house, and because he held fast to his integrity and resisted the temptation of Potiphar's wife, Joseph ended up in a dungeon and a prison. At 17, Joseph received the dream that God's gonna bless me. Now, I need you to see the process. It did not happen the next year. It did not happen 5 years later. It did not even happen 10 years later. It was almost 15 plus 17 more years before the dream came to fruition. Somebody say, trust the process. Between the dream and the actual bringing together what God had promised, Joseph went through so much in a pit, in bondage, away from his family, betrayed by his own brothers, lied on by his boss's wife, thrown in a hole, left there, but God never forgot his promise. Ooh, who am I preaching to? Some of you are in a holding pattern right now, and just because you have heard the promise doesn't mean God's going to do it tomorrow. 17 years old, Joseph was perhaps around 37 or 38 years old before the promise came to a reality. And this same Joseph who was in the pit, in a dungeon, in a prison, is now the governor of all Egypt. But look at somebody and say, 20 years later. I'm preaching to all the impatient folk, particularly all the young people who want to hear it today and want it to be tomorrow. God says sometimes what you hear doesn't happen tomorrow. Sometimes what I promise is not for tomorrow. Sometimes you've got to wait on the Lord and trust the process. Sometimes you've got to trust that God knows exactly what he's doing when he's doing it. Is there anybody who's going to wait on the Lord and trust in the Lord until you die? Years old, 20 plus years later, Joseph is now the governor of Egypt. Some years after that, it is believed 5 to 10 years after that, these same brothers, can I preach? Can I tell you the story? These same brothers who threw him in a pit was now living in a deserted land where there was a famine in their land and there was no bread to eat. And the only place that was prospering was Egypt. I wish I had time to preach this. I would tell you that wherever you are, God can prosper you wherever you are. God is not relegated to a location. So Joseph's brothers had to journey to Egypt, sent by their father to go to Egypt to see if they can buy bread to eat. Unbeknown to them, they show up in Egypt and they go before a person that they are not so familiar with, at least they didn't think so. And Joseph recognized them. They recognized Joseph. And they thought at the end, when Joseph had provided them with bread, had brought them back to Egypt, Joseph's father was now dead. The brothers are now doing what the dream said they would do. Preach, Pastor Jackson. God can take his time. God has the privilege of taking his time. And now these same brothers are bowing before Joseph. Here's what is said. And they thought Joseph would take their life. Genesis chapter 50, verses 18 and 20. Here's what it says. Then his brothers also went and fell down, bowing his face, and they said, behold, we are your servants. Verse 19, Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But I love verse number 20. But as for you, as for every enemy in your life, as for every demon in your life, as for everybody who tried to steal your anointing, as for everybody who said you'll never make it, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God. Somebody ought to shout, but God. I need about 500 folk to stand to your feet, throw your head back, and say, but God. Any but God testimonies? Any but God testimonies? But God meant it for good.
But God, it took 20 years. But God, Lord, I don't mind waiting. But God, how many of you know you're waiting on your but God testimony? I need a few folk that know that you've got a but God testimony that's on his way. Throw your head back and say, but God. Y'all sit down before church breaks out. Sit down before church breaks out. Do me a favor. Think of one situation in your personal life that deserves a but God. Hallelujah. Praise. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, excuse me, but I've got a testimony that deserves one good holler. Anybody has a testimony that deserves one good but God? Can I preach? May I preach? Second biblical example. Sit down if you can. Joseph was the first. There was another biblical example involving a young man by the name of David. And David was anointed by the prophet Samuel when he, again, was between 15 and 17 years old. You know the story. Samuel goes to his father's Jesse's house and said, God says the next king will come from your house. David's father did not even think enough of David to invite him to see if he could be the one. But when you are the one, you don't need to be validated by those who will never be the one. Some of y'all seek too much validation. Folk don't need to validate you on social media. When you know who you are and what God has for you, why do you need folk to validate your anointing? Samuel anoints all the other brothers, and the oil did not flow. Look at somebody and say, you can't fool the oil. You can't fool the anointing. The anointing. There are a whole lot of folk who can preach, but with no anointing, you can't fool the anointing. You can sing with no anointing, you're just an entertainer, okay? But when you've got the anointing, and you worship God, you become a worshiper with the anointing. The anointing flowed on David. 15 to 17 years old, David was anointed the next king of Israel. But for the next 20 plus years, David went through hell and high water. For the next years, David had to fight Goliath. David had to fight his own brothers. David had to run from his mentor, Saul. David had all kinds of things that happened in his life. But 20 years later, God kept his promise. Who am I preaching to? Which allowed David to write Psalms 23. If y'all give me 5 extra minutes, I just want to read the most iconic passage in the Bible. Put it on the board for me. Psalms 23, the New King James Version. This psalm was written out of adversity. See, some of you want the anointing, but you don't want the adversity. Preach, Pastor Jackson. Y'all help me tell somebody the adversity. Look at your neighbor, say the adversity is a part of the process. If you want the anointing, you better embrace the adversity. You better know that folk will talk about you, will lie on you, will try to destroy you. But the Lord is my The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, adversity leads to your testimony. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they... This is the part I like. Look at what he said. He goes on to say this. He says, after he says that, your rod and your staff comfort me, look at what he says. And he says, you prepareth, oh, good God Almighty. Let it stay right there. You prepareth a table before me. Somebody say, the process, the process, the process. You prepareth a table before me in the very presence of my enemies. Get you a praise partner and say, neighbor, God's going to bless you in the presence of your enemy. Get ready to prosper on that job in the presence of your... You anointed my head with oil. My runneth over. Surely look at your neighbor and say, Shula, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Wave at two people and say, good to see you. Glad to see you. Woo! Do we have time to put a quick praise? Y'all got 60 seconds to give God your best day. Leave your seat. Wave at three people and say, trust the process. Find you somebody. Say, trust the process. Give your neighbor a high five and say, trust the process. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup running. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. God is getting ready to bless somebody, but you've got to trust. Throw those hands up, say, bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I feel something in my sanctified soul that God's getting ready to encourage somebody and say, your blessing is on his way, but be not weary in well-doing. In due season, you will reap if you faint not. Woo! Get ready, get ready. Something. I'm trying to finish this. I haven't even gotten to James yet. But find a neighbor, say, neighbor, let patience have his way. Trust that God knows what's best for you. Trust that God has a plan with your name on it. Trust that God will make a way out of nowhere. I need 100 folk to run, look me in the face, and say, I trust the process. I need 100 folk to run to this altar. But Lord, I trust you. Don't always see it. But Lord, I trust you. Don't always feel it. But Lord, I trust you. Somebody ought to trust him. Lord, a good God deserves a good praise. Praise him before you see it. Praise him before you feel it. Praise him before you get it. Praise him because, Lord, I trust. He's a healer. Trust the process. Trust the process. God may take you through something to get you to where he wants you to be, but trust. Y'all, I've got to finish this on Tuesday night. I got to finish this on Tuesday night, but I feel a breakthrough praise. Everybody in here that's trusting that God will make a way. Put those hands together. He will. He will. He will. Grab a neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, he will make a way somehow. Woo! In fact, he's already made a way. It's already done. It's already. Come on, come. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. James says, count it all. I feel like praising him. Come on, Regina. Come on, team. Before we get to the altar call, I feel like praising him. Somebody got a celebration dance that you got to give God. Lord, I'm trusting you. Lord, I'm trusting in you. Woo! Come on.
Trust him.
Trust him. Trust him. Trust him.
going to be better.
Lift those hands all over this place. Listen, come back on Tuesday night. I've got 3 insights that I want to share with you on Tuesday night. But part of the text in James says this, listen, let it do its work. Here's what the Message Bible say on verse number 4. Let it do its work. Ooh, that's what I wanted to get to. Let it do its work. Let God have his way. God doesn't need your help. God doesn't need you to fix it. God says, I've already worked it out. I've got a relationship with your name on it. Woo! That's already done. You have to trust. And if I've got to wait 5 more years, I'll wait on the Lord. I'll wait on the Lord. Trust in God. Listen, I want us to get to this awesome worship altar song. The Elevation Worship Group, featuring Chris Brown, wrote a song that simply says, trust in God. We've got to learn how to trust the process. James says, let patience have its way. The Message Bible says, let it do its work. Ooh. We've got to take our hands off it. I don't want you to miss these messages. The next 5 messages is going to empower us to be strong in our patience. And if anything, after the next 5 weeks, you're going to develop an inner strength of patience. Folk are going to look at you and think you've lost your mind because you don't worry like you used to. Woo. Because you're not as anxious as what you used to be. Look at somebody and say, I'm trusting the process. Blessed assurance, the song says, Jesus is mine. He's been my 4th man in the fire. Time after time, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. And what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. This is the part I like. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Perfect submission. Ooh, all is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow, for he orders my steps. So this is my story. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, I've got a story here. This is my song, praising my risen King and Savior all the day long. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Sister Janelle Mitchell, Worship and Arts Ministry at Bible Way, blesses us right now. Listen, man.
Blessed assurance.
Saint Janelle, yeah.
Jesus is mine.
All the worshipers, this is for you.
He's been my 4th man in the fire. Time.
Trust the process.
Born of his spirit.
Washed
in his blood. And what he did for me on Calvary, more than enough. So I'm trusting God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God,
Saint Janelle,
my Savior God, who will never fail. He will never fail. Perfect submission.
Yeah.
And all is errand. Cause I know the author of tomorrow. It is order my steps.
I like that. I like it. Yeah.
This is my story.
Anybody out there has a story?
This is my song. Praising my risen Savior King all the day long. My Savior, Savior God, who will never fail.
No.
I trust. And he answered. That's why I trust him.
Ooh.
I trust him.
I saw the Lord.
And he heard.
And he heard.
And he answered.
And he answered.
I saw the Lord.
And he heard
me.
Let patience have its way. Let patience do its work. On Tuesday, I'm going to go in some detail with three key insights. Just briefly, I'm going to throw them up on the board just so you can see what we're going to deal with. The first one simply says, trust the process. Don't give up. God is still working on your behalf. The second one means a whole lot to me, because when God gave me this, it captured my attention. Look at somebody and say, don't rush the process. You can't hurry God. We've got to learn how to wait. Why? Because God has a plan. The third and the final one that we'll deal with on Tuesday simply says, keep the faith. Because God would do what he said he would do. And what God started, he will complete. Ooh, come on. I trust
that. That is why.
That's why I trust.
That is why.
That's why I trust.
I trust.
I sought the Lord. And he heard. And
those hands all over this place. There's some incredible testimonies in this place. My dear brother, Brother Anthony Jackson, and you have some kind of testimony that we are going to allow it to be shared one day. Like David, God brings you from a musician to being in the top of a major organization. But God, there's some other folk in here who have some testimonies. But here's what I don't want you to forget. In between the promise and the manifestation, there has to be some waiting. 20 years between Joseph's dream and Joseph become governor. 22 years between David being anointed and David becoming king. They both could have given up, but they trust God. Ooh, we've got to trust the process. Everything you're going through right now, God is using it to make you better. It is not a mistake. It is not a coincidence that God has you where he has you. Working where you're working. Trust him. Trust him. Close those eyes. Grab somebody by the hand if you don't mind just for a moment. I trust him. Come on. Just squeeze those hands. Tell your neighbor, you're not alone. I trust. I trust in God. In God.
Oh Lord, I say you're the one who will never fail.
After this prayer, if there's anybody in here, you're ready for the next step. God has touched your heart. You're ready for the next step. Part of waiting on God I did not get to is called active perseverance. I dealt with it at 8. It means that I'm not just sitting around waiting. I am doing something as I wait. And God is challenging you to do something as you wait. If you're ready for the next step, God is ready and willing to receive. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to wait until you get everything right. If you can get it right, why do you need God? Okay. But if there's anybody here today that says, Pastor Jackson, I can't let this day pass, because you know what? Tomorrow's not promised. Next Sunday is not promised to anyone. I was just talking to someone before church who had to go bury their 42-year-old cousin who was slain by their boyfriend in front of their children. 42 years old. Life stuffed out. We've got to trust God, and we've got to move when God says move. So if God is talking to anybody right now, meet me at this altar after we pray. God is ready to take you forward to the next step. Eternal Father, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for reminding us that the power of patience involves trusting the process. We don't always know. We can't always answer every question. But I know you have your hands on us, Lord. There's some young people in here that I know that they are anointed. I know that you've called them for something, and you're taking them on a journey just like you took my father on a journey, Lord. You took him to the racetrack. You took him to places that other folk would not have wanted him to go. But it perfected his testimony. Someone's testimony is being perfected right now because they're trusting you, Lord. We say thank you. We say thank you because it is already done. This is our prayer In the name of Jesus, we pray and give thanks. And the church said, amen. Amen. Put your arms around somebody and say, trust the process. If you're here today, come on. Come on. I will wait right here for you. You don't have to be perfect. I just want the Lord to deal with me. God bless you, young man.
And he heard and he answered. I saw the Lord.
I feel something that God's doing. I saw the Lord. Somebody else. Come here, young lady. Look at
her.
Somebody else. That's why I trust
him.
Somebody else, God. Look at God. Look at God. Come on, give me a young man. Come here, Samaria. Y'all, come here, y'all. All right, here. Put your arm.
I saw the Lord.
Somebody else, God is calling you out of your comfort zone. Thank you, young lady. Thank you. Look at God. God is calling somebody out of your comfort zone right now. I saw. Thank you.
I saw the Lord. And he heard me.
Trust the process. Trust God. Anyone else? God is calling you right now. Put your hands together for these right now. And I saw. Come on, clap your hands as we can.
The Lord, and he
my
heard,
Savior, and
he would never give God a praise for. Come on, let's celebrate them. He would never. One more time, I trust
my
Savior.
My Savior.
He will never fail me. Give God one more praise as we celebrate. Amen. So many of those that have decided to give their life.
You have been listening to the worship service of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off Interstate 77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services right here on the radio. We are also streaming live on our website at bwcar.org, on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you missed any of our services, or if you just want to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for a CD or DVD of today's sermon titled The Power of Patience, Trust the Process, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 07-1325. Again, that telephone number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 07-1325. 1325. Tuesday night teaching, TNT, for middle and high school students is held on Tuesdays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road Youth Development Center, Wired Cafe. Parents, bring your youth out for a night of fun, food, games, and Bible study. The annual Back to School Haircuts and Styles event will be hosted on Monday, August 4th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road Youth Development Center, 2501 Harlem Street, Columbia, South Carolina. Register your son or daughter for a free haircut or style at bwcar.org. Walk-in time slots are also available. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by clicking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to the number 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please do not mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.